Well, that was a textbook date completed to perfection. We witnessed a movie and have received nourishment from the theater concessions and each other's company there in the dark. Though I was disappointed that you rejected my advancements during the film. But I suppose that was an example of socially responsible behavior, and I respect that. Dinner was pleasant enough, and the meal was both satisfactory and budget-friendly. I was surprised that you insisted on paying for my meal, even though I am the one who initiated this date. I will have to get you next time, as they say. My paying for the hotel room does not constitute such returns of favor. This room was booked well in advance, and thus the cost was far lower. I booked this room 2 months ago. Yes, for this exact date and time. My interest in you and my drive to become your romantic partner came into being over 6 months prior to now. When I have a goal, I do not stray from my purpose. Being your girlfriend was my goal. This hotel room was simply one intention action in a line of others that have led up to this moment. Like that day I dropped my books in front of you and flashed you my ankles as you stooped to help me retrieve them. It was quite a boldly scandalous action. I am surprised you did not immediately glean my intentions. You don't remember that interaction? I see. I suppose then that my ankles are not quite attractive enough to catch your eye. Here, look at my breasts instead. Why are you constantly preventing me from undressing in front of you? It's a most unexpected behavior, I have to admit. All of my research suggests that showing you my breasts would not only be the highlight of your day, but may also cause your pupils to change shape and your tongue to grow longer into a pant. I was very much looking forward to seeing such an intimate transformation. Are you positive that isn't going to happen? Well, that's a shame. But I must know. Why do you refuse to see me naked? On our walk here, you also refused to relay to me all your darkest fetishes, opting instead to hear about the activities of my week. As nice as that was to have someone interested in my life. I now find myself at the peak moment of our evening with no notes or data with which to bring you to a satisfying and memorable climax, thus bonding your soul to mine and leading you to believe that we share a unique connection that must be cultivated. You have left me without the tools I need to actually make you care for me. And according to my calculations, here in this hotel room is my only chance to do so. All I have are my breasts, which I assure you are above average, and the rest of my body that I present for your usage. Please, please, bond with me in this way. I promise it will be worthwhile as I have been practicing on my own and in my dreams, that with increasing frequency feature you. I'll be a good girlfriend. I promise. I thought my body might be enough, but I have a PowerPoint presentation ready should you need additional encouragement to accept my affections. It features very in-depth diagrams and stylish changes. That is a serious sign of affection, isn't it? I didn't think I'd enjoy that so much. I am feeling lightheaded, but also like you've just passed some of your own electricity into my body. It makes me want seem to be seeking my breasts despite your disinterest before. You will find them easily accessible as I removed my bra in the bathroom at the restaurant. Yes, that is... What an odd sound to escape my person. Literally, escape. I did not mean to produce such a noise. Your face is particularly flushed, and I can see a very sudden stiffness in your pants. Did my moan please you that much? Then I shall be sure to allow any and all unprompted noise to pass my lips. Speaking of lips, mouths, to be more specific, there was one technique I was particularly longing to test my aptitude at. Please remove your pants. I wish to wrap my lips around your penis in order to, through oral stimulation, suck forth and ingest your semen. There is no need to hesitate. I like you. A great deal, and I sense that you are concerned for me in some way, but it would be my pleasure to perform such an intimate act for you. You are not taking advantage of me. On the contrary, this would bring me joy, simply because it would relax and pleasure you. Remember, I want to be more than just your classmate, much more. Will you allow me that privilege? Excellent. Funny. I felt no bodily reactions when viewing other men's penises, but the sight of yours makes my whole body feel hot with this underlying desperation. Almost as though there is paint on the tip of my tongue, and the tip of your cock is my canvas. I want to paint you with my passion. Yes, this is what passion feels like. You taste like nothing I've ever experienced. It is neither clean nor dirty, simply you. It's quite akin to your naturally pleasing body odor, but intensified. Every sound you're making, the twitch of your penis in my mouth. What an overwhelming collection of addicting sensations. Knowing that your eyes are on me only makes me wish to please you more, to improve your orgasm. Am I doing well? Is my mouth pleasing to you? You promise to release a sweet and viscous load of your cum over my tongue with enough force to make it down my throat, where it can be integrated into my body. I desire the very DNA essence of you. That is what needs to happen now for this to be successful. I will give you a countdown from 5 for added incentive. 5. 4. 3. Do not move. I do not wish to waste any of your precious seed. There. You are presentable once more. I am very appreciative that you allowed me to take part in such an activity with you. It was wonderful. Now, when will you be physically able to go again? What? Did I say something wrong?